You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy toward all people. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. Not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, for they are unprofitable and worthless. As for a person who stirs up division, after warning him once and then twice, have nothing more to do with him, knowing that such a person is warped and sinful, he is self-condemned. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to speed Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos on their way. See that they lack nothing. And let our people learn to devote themselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need and not be unfruitful. All who are with me send greetings to you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Here ends the reading. After reading just yesterday about Jesus' call for us to be disciples and followers, in our reading from Titus today, St. Paul describes in practical terms what this looks like. Paul begins this short epistle with instructions through Titus for elders, overseers, bishops, who must have a firm grasp of the word, able both to preach with sound doctrine and to refute those who contradict it. It says in Titus 1:9. Paul then encourages Titus to also teach what is consistent with sound doctrine. Says that in Titus chapter 2, verse 1, with instructions for all, older and younger, men and women, and yes, slaves, for he it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds, it says in Titus 2:14. Paul goes on in our reading today explaining the Christian life. Because God, our Savior, saved us, Paul writes, not because of our good works, but because of his own mercy, we who believe in God may now devote ourselves to good works. We are now free for good works. We are free from foolish controversies, dissensions, and quarrels about the law, as we now learn to devote ourselves to good works so as to help cases of urgent need, not being unfruitful. And what are the greatest of good works? To love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. In this time of pandemic, which has caused isolation, loneliness, and financial strain, let us focus mercifully and fruitfully on our neighbor in need. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, our Savior, and for freedom for good works. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: do a good deed today. Help one person in need.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.